the Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 149. Spooky Songs Halloween Renfest Special. Today's show is brought to you by the letters C, I, and V. Celtic Invasion Vacations. Travel to Ireland with your podcast host, Mark Gunn. Visit CelticInvasion.com for more details.
Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Somber and sullen, she cries to the heavens and begs for forgiveness for what she will do. For life without love, an unbearable sentence, but one sip of poison brings torment anew. Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Was 40 and 4 times the blade pierced her silky skin, crimson the river that flowed o'er her sheets. But soon his own madness would join them forever to dance with the damned in eternity's streets. Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Like an overripe fruit at the end of a vine, she dangles a pendulum frozen in time. And the voices that drove her to such a fine end now usher her into a time without end. Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I am the Count, I think. I don't know. I'm the Count Mark Gunn. That's who I am.
And I'm scary enough by myself, Matt Letter.
Come on, you can do an accent too. How about a mummy?
A mummy?
And we're Matt Letter. Did that work for you?
Why don't you introduce the first band, Mummy Matt?
The first band was Dance Macabre by Water Street Bridge from Dance Macabre.
Well, Matt, I hope you've been having a good time hosting the shows. How's it going?
It's been going great. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you been doing with it? I haven't had a chance to listen, so.
Oh, you know, the usual. I've been keeping it in the same traditional vein as...
It's in a vein. Good. That's very Halloween-y.
The same vein our listeners have come to expect for many, many years.
Good, excellent.
Or something like that. And what have you been doing in your off time? I told people that you were basically running around slaying things with your sword and...
And trying to, you know, waiting for the baby to come, which hopefully will be here by the time the show posts.
Ooh.
But we'll see how that goes. Just been working, trying to prepare everything for my life as I get ready to having this baby enter our lives. So, you know, it's been keeping me busy. And meantime, I've been trying to do some promotion for like things like the Renaissance Festival Awards. I had another band who contacted me today, Queen Anne's Lace, and said they were going to send some new music. So more new music there.
Fantastic.
And I think there's a few new tracks in this show, too. So, you know, we got a lot of good stuff here. I think I had some show notes, but I lost them. So my pet werewolf ate them.
Aww. Poor Fluffy gets hungry, you know.
Yeah. So let's jump into some music. This is Jolly Rogers with the Devil's Son from Pilot's Gold.
His name was Teach when he came to Carolina. Like a man possessed, he scoured the sea.
And the devil called him son. Teach, the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run. With a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
He shot his first mate in the hold one day. He said, I don't give a damn. If I don't kill someone now and then, you'll forget who I am. Married a girl of 15 years named Liza. From across the town they heard her scream
as he took her maiden head. Blackbeard, teach the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run. With a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
Governor Spotswood cried all in the world of Blackbeard. 100 pounds will buy his head and hell can have his soul. From Portsmouth town there sailed a man named Maynard. Did not come to save their lives.
He came for bounty money. Blackbeard, teach the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run. With a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
Teach met his fate off the shores of Carolina. A challenge rang across the waves. You'll dance with death today. Sabers bit and bullets flew as the ships drew side by side. Blackbeard screamed like a cannon's roar. It's a damn good day to die.
Blackbeard, teach the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run. With a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
An axe, a sword, a bullet burned. Blackbeard stood them all. He spat at his killers through broken teeth.
You'll never take me alive!
Teach is gone, the seas are safe today. But down in hell the devil's laughing,
cause Blackbeard's home to stay.
Blackbeard,
teach the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run. With a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
From his saddle he sailed, and his horse
rode off for the way. As the man was caught off guard, the shadow struck him hard, and his hopes rode off for the way. Or the way, or the way, or the way, or the way, or his hopes rode off for the way. Or the way, or the way, or the way. Beat the brigand thrice, the hate consumed him out of the way. And the man thought he had won until he felt the brigand's son grab hold of him out of the way. Then the thief took his revenge and he beat the man an ending with a cat of nine tails out of the way. Oh, he shrieked all the night, bloodied by the fight, like a cat he shrieked out of the way. Man shell out of the way, and he laid the body to rest while his love clutched her breast. Her heart was robbed and killed on that day, and she breathed her last breath, and blood stained the dress from the lashes that slew her man today. As her body fell to the ground, there was an echoing howl, the hounds that howl for them are the way, are the way, are the way, are the way. Bringing in his cash that he robbed of his son out of the way. And they counted out their change, shouting loud and hello names, for they were made rich on that day. Then the son went for his sister, found her dead with her blisters, the streaks of blood out of the way. Oh, her father couldn't stand, he found a picture in her hand. It was the man they killed.
It started on a peaceful night. The smithy shoot a horse. He heard a moan behind his back.
Oh, yeah.
And turned around, of course. His
dead wife stumbled through the door. She'd had some brains but wanted more. Then through his neck her talons tore. And so began the day the zombie shambled through the shamble through the shire.
Constable Jones was next to go. He had the late night watch.
Nice watch.
You do that to me every time.
I know. It is nice.
He met his fate by open graves as he was drinking scotch.
He watched the living, not the dead. Bray McGee tore through his head. Villagers nearby saw and fled, and panic gripped the streets. A zombie shambled through the
shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, shamble through the shire.
The mayor became the living dead. His skin turned mottled gray.
Nice grave.
He failed to see his son's blank eyes. He did not run away.
Why?
The sheriff gnawed on fleshy bones. Blood ran down the cobblestones. Everyone cowered in their homes until their door
doors were smashed by zombies shambling through the shamble shamble zombie zombie shamble shamble zombie zombie shamble shamble zombie shamble through the shire.
Padre preached of Judgment Day. They tore down the church door,
rip,
converting him with just one bite.
Nom nom nom.
He speaks of God no more.
Then someone grabbed a cricket bat. He hit their heads with quite a splat. He spent 5 minutes doing that. Then he was ripped apart by zombies shambling through the shamble shamble zombie zombie shamble shamble zombie zombie shamble shamble zombie shamble through the shire.
A gardener set a branch ablaze, the padre burned and fell.
Whoosh.
The living saw they could prevail. They torched the mayor as well.
Yes, the zombie barmy streets glow red, burning hordes of living dead. The survivors cheered and said, the gardener saved us all from zombie shambling through the shamble shamble zombie zombie shamble through the shire. None of us shall forget that day. Many were killed and dragged away. Our gardener saved the town. We never more see zombie shambling through the shire. Through the shire
we'll be right back. looking out into the gale. Eyeless skulls are wishing they could cry. As the bow comes about, you can hear the captain shout. We were sailing till the seas run dry. But the sail late at night, when the wind is blowing right, and the full moon shining over the sea, well, you can see her sails shining ghostly and pale as she turns from the weather to me. And the crew made their graves far beneath the ocean waves. And the captain vowed he wasn't through. Well, he swore with his last breath to sail the justice side of death. The tempest and her skeleton crew. Well, he swore with his last breath to sail the justice side of death. The tempest and her skeleton crew.
Each time I have a date, it always ends the same. The sun will set and then she screams and runs away. Each night I howl at the moon above all. Why must I be a lycanthrope in love? Girls think I mean them harm. Don't give me half a chance. I'm not an evil guy, a pawn of circumstance. Each night I howl at the moon above all. Why must I be a lycanthrope in love? Voices will shy and people flee. I feel closer to their pets than they could feel to me. I'd like to hold a lovely maid after the sun goes down, and wake up in her arms instead of in the local pound. Each night I howl at the moon above. Why must I be a lycanthrope in love? My fangs get long, my hair grows too. I growl and drool a lot, no wonder I feel blue. I'd like to find a maiden fair, hair of gold and eyes of blue. A smile of brightest white, of course she'd be a werewolf too. We both could howl at the moon above all. And then we'd be two lycanthropes in love. And then we'd be two lycanthropes in love. And then we'd be two lycanthropes in love.
Children of the night, shut up!
And that was Lycanthrope in Love by Boogie Nights from Oh the Horror.
I love that song. And before that was Skeleton Crew by Captain Black's Sea Dogs from Tales of the Black Dog.
Before that one, Zombies in the Shire from Angelina's Farewell Concert by The Dregs.
And before that, the Brobdingnag and Bards with Over the Way from our first CD, Marked by Great Size. Of course, you want to find out any of these bands, anything about them, just go to the show notes, renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Yes, that's the way to do it.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So shall we jump? Do you have any, first off, do you have any bad jokes that you need to share with us, Matt?
For the Halloween themed jokes, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. What is black and white and red and has two legs?
What?
Half a cow.
That's horrible. Why do I laugh at these things? Go ahead.
There is no good reason for you to.
I know. Let's play music.
We're better at playing music.
What's very appropriate here is that the next song is entitled The Banshee. And what do banshees do? They scream at bad jokes. So, next up is Minstrel to Mayhem with The Banshee from their CD Rocky Road.
Nice link.
It wasn't it, though.
Ever go in the woods in the middle of the night, and the moon is on the rise, the light from the moon is slight, and there's something in the air, it sails across the sky. Well, you know what you're hearing when you hear the banshees cry. Might be the wind or a practical joke from a friend, but whatever it is, you know it'll scare you in the end. It could be the curlew's cry or scuffs me with bound up bowels, but you'll know what you're hearing when you hear the banshees howl. Will that be a mighty boast? For the sound that you're hearing could drive a soldier from his post. You'll wish it was all a bad dream, for on the night it will seem like time stood still when you heard the banshee scream. So I know the fears and the visions and nightmares you'll have for years and years. It's getting late at night, so it's time to end my tale, for I want to be home and safe in bed when the banshees start to wail.
Her nest when it grows barrow.
the one for him mocks me, but they shall come where he hath gained. For his white bones, when they are bare, oh, the winds shall blow forever mare, oh, winds shall blow forever mare.
Thank you.
And that was The Well Below the Valley by Circled by Hounds from Chasing Our Tails. Oh, T-A-L-E-S.
Yeah, Circled by Hounds is a good, you know, I tell you. Actually, yeah. That song is just a great little horror story. I think it's about murdering and all that stuff, so.
Good times, good times.
Yeah, good times, good times. Before that was The Reelies with the Fairy Wives Reels from their CD Myth and Memory.
Before that one, Trois Corbies from Renditions. Oh, is that? I suppose that's Renditions, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is Renditions. Renditions.
By Howlo.
First, there was the beginning. And then came the part that came after the beginning. Now, this is the beginning of the middle. And the end of the part that came after the beginning. Season 3 of Transylvania Television. It comes after 2.
So have you been hitting any fairs then? While this past few weeks, or
no? The past few weeks, I've been working at a haunted attraction here. Ooh, in Minnesota. Really?
Oh, nice.
Yes, creeping people out.
How are you creeping them out? Do you have a particular part? I mean, do you get to gut people, or just show the guts of people getting ripped out and spewed all over the place? Or your guts being ripped and spewed out all over the place? That'd be kind of amusing.
That would be really amusing. Actually, I'm helping to direct the thing, so I'm making sure that a bunch of teenagers are sitting in the woods and not jumping out and running away. So dealing with the teenagers is my scary part.
That is pretty horrifying, isn't it?
Yes.
But, well, I think if you could get some, like, you know, guts, you know, have someone buried, you know, under the, in the ground and have their guts spilling out, that would be really cool.
That would be cool. Let's do that. So, we do have maybe a cow that people jump out of.
A cow. Nice.
Yeah, with all its entrails all over.
Yeah. That's fun, you know?
Yeah,
well, that's what Halloween's scene all about. Well, okay, maybe it's a little bit more than that to some people. Samhain is a, you know, traditional Celtic holiday, but for we Americans who grew up just, you know, trick or treating and stuff, that's what I've always been used to. Pumpkins. Have you carved any pumpkins yet?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No, nothing yet. Last year, my wife did this awesome dragon on the pumpkin. It was really cool. I only saw a picture of it.
Ooh. We should have a Renaissance Festival podcast pumpkin carving contest.
In fact, that's your next goal here. You can win a free copy of the Renaissance Festival compilation CD if, for the best picture that is sent in, posted in the Facebook page. You just follow the links in the show notes. And the best one will win a free copy of the Renaissance Festival compilation CD. So you have a week to get it in, and you have to have it before, I guess it's going to have to be before the 31st, rather.
Yes, and it has to be yours.
It has to be yours. You can't grab someone else's, yes. You know, we want to see a picture of you and slaying your pumpkin, okay? That would be awesome.
Ooh, I like that. Get out your Ren gear.
Yes.
How many of you have swords you haven't used before? Just right. Go out and stab some pumpkins.
You know, that takes it. Okay, here's the next contest, and the next contest is, you will also win one if you can do it with period weaponry. Period weaponry carving your pumpkin. There's a
extra
good use
points
for,
extra points for ranged weaponry.
Right. That's awesome.
Or siege weaponry.
All right, let's jump back into the music. Next up is Fugly with Ghost of John from his CD Shakespeare, All the Thrills Without the Frills.
Child
Wars were his domain. He did not abdicate his reign. War swept across the Norman plain. Papal homage did demand that he obey holy command. Communication was his reprimand. In distant cloister did he partake, where monk did plot his life to take. Ooh, of a poisonous crop his thirst to slake. Have you seen the gloves thy bones with the flesh I gone, with the flesh I gone. It be chilly with moose, chilly with moose, chilly with moose on.
As we were out a hunting one morning in the spring, both hounds and horses running made the hills and the valleys ring. But to our great misfortune, no fox there could be found. Our huntsmen cursed and swore, but still no fox moved over the ground. And up spoke our master huntsman, the master of the chase. If only like burning coals. And they chased him over the valley, and they chased him over the fields, and they chased him down to the river bank, but never would he yield. And he's jumped into the water, and he swum to the other side, and he's laughed so loud that the greenwood shook, and then he's turned to the devil himself, where he stood on the other side. And the men, the hounds, the horses went flying back to town, and hard on their heels come a little black fox laughing as he ran. Ride on, my gallant huntsman, when must I come again? For you should never want for a fox to chase all over. When must I come again? For you should never want for a fox to chase all over the glen.
Thank you.
Gather, weary traveler, I have a tale to tell. It might just save your lives, but only if you listen well. 'Cause there before the breakers and just around the way, there's a sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Say he's a guppy, a kid threw in the sea. He ate so many sailors, now he's bigger than a tree. His teeth are sharp as scissors, his claws they are like knives. And if you think he's ugly, wait till you see his insides. Oh, don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. 'Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up or spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Some say he's a serpent that came straight from hell to eat the souls of pirates and other ne'er-do-wells. Some they don't believe it, as for me, I've got a hunch. 'Cause they used to have some pirates here, but he ate them all for lunch. Don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. 'Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Well, Captain Hook, you've heard of him, he came to Pirate's Bay. Seems his little nemesis had nearly got away. He reached into the water to grab at Peter Pan. There was a crunch and a scream, and now that scurvy captain's got hooks on both his hands. Oh, don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. 'Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Blackbeard the pirate, you know for what he's feared. It's mostly for the dark imposing color of his beard. He saw the beast and now nobody's scared of him, because his beard turned white and all agree he looks like Santa Claus. Oh, don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. 'Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. The sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Well, now the tavern's empty and there's only you and me, and if you care, I'd like to share how this song came to be. So come a little closer if you really want to know. This very sad and woeful tale happened so long ago. Well, I was just a little boy when I went to Pirate's Bay, and there I saw a creature that was very much dismayed, with a harpoon in his dorsal fin and a hook stuck in his side. This mighty whale was in such pain, we both began to cry. I pushed and I shoved, but he wouldn't give way. Into the deeper waters of our shallow Pirate's Bay, all I could do to help him was to keep people away. So I wrote a sign that said beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. And what did it say? Don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. 'Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware. Hell, I should know, I put it there. Heed the sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay.
Thank you. dreams had made him ill. And he grumbled as he dressed, despite his duress, as he made his way to the mill. Well, he never wanted to work that day, but the foreman had made himself clear. So Johnny dreamed of the eve to come, when he drank him beer after beer. Singing, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friend. Straight to his bones, though he wished that he had him some ale. Just one fine glass of that stout Guinness would hold him to the end of the trail. Well, his mouth had watered at the thought of ale. By the time he'd arrived, he'd decide that not even death could keep him away from his friends and their favorite dive. He'd sing, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends. Away drinking alone, and he told his friends of the pledge he'd made and the fantasy that kept him afloat. Come hell or high water, I'll drink with you, nothing could keep me away. When the day came to end, he left the friend, together they walked and they sang. They sang, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink your toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends. They came to a bridge of rope, and there they met the man with a scythe in his hand and an evil grin. 'Tis old Death who cut Johnny down. Johnny's friend crossed himself, swore 'twas the truth, as we told the story to the bar. And they all recalled Johnny's last words, I drink come color high water. He sang, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the help of me friend. Stood a man unafraid. He called for a beer. They realized when near, it was Johnny come back from the grave. Said, you can keep me away from work, but there's nothing on you live for me there. But I told you today of the pledge I made, you can't keep a man from his beer. Oh well, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends. Oh well, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends.
I'll drink to the health of me friends. I'll drink to the health of me friends. Why, I'll drink to the health of me friends.
And that song was I'll Drink From Dusk Till Dawn, the personal anthem of Mark Gunn from Happy Songs of Death.
A good Halloween, it's a good Halloween CD, you know, yeah. Happy Songs of Death, you know.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's a ghost story, that one song. And of course, before that was The Beast of Pirate's Bay by Voltaire from his CD, To the Bottom of the Sea.
Oh, Voltaire. What a great
Yeah,
great
he's got singer. A couple new CDs, and I've been slowly listening to him. One, I need to see about putting one of these tracks on there, because he has this Spooky Songs for Scary Kids is the name of one of his
CDs. Yeah.
And he had a song he wrote many, many years ago called Vampire Club. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Great song, but he filked it to be about, oh God, what's that? Crappy sparkly vampire and all of them.
Twilight,
yes. He filked it
to be about Edward Cullen.
Yes.
Wow,
it's awesome. I was cracking up when I heard that, so.
Nice. I like his Goodnight Little Slayer song.
Goodnight Demon Slayer. Goodnight. Yeah, that's a great song.
So anyway, before that was Samhain Dance by Scott Boswell from Jug of Punch.
And before that, actually, that's Samhain Dance, by the way.
Oh, that is. I've never heard that actually pronounced correctly.
Yeah, I finally learned how.
Samhain?
Yeah.
Well, our podcast is now educational as well.
Yes, indeed.
Even more so than before.
There you go. Before that was Heather Dale with Black Fox from The Road to Santiago, a very highly requested song. So, of course, most of these songs actually were picked by you in the... on Facebook. Head on over there, because Tony is running a great dialogue, and I was asking people for songs to put in this show and had a number of great suggestions, as you've heard. So, and of course, you can put your comments and suggestions by emailing us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, and we want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, interacts with us on our forums like Facebook and renaissancefestival.com. A very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases through renaissancefestivalmusic.com. And someone this week actually decided to take us up on the donation, at which point they came to the website and said, there's no way to make a donation. So I kind of screwed up. So I fixed that. You can now actually support the podcast financially. So, you know, every little penny helps to pay for server costs and all that good stuff. So please give what you can and support us.
And of course, vote on the Renaissance Festival Music Awards, which are now open.
Yes, did we not say that earlier? God. Well, yes.
We just can't say it enough.
We just can't. So renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
You can make a difference.
Yes. And the Renaissance Festival magazine, Renaissance magazine actually sponsored it, as does the Celtic Music CD store, CelticMusic.org and RenaissanceMagazine.com. Shall we finish up? Do you have anything else to say?
Nope, that's just about it.
Excellent.
Wait. What's a mummy's favorite type of music?
What?
Rap music.
Oh, really bad. Okay, I'm squinting my eyes now. Let's finish up.
Okay. Last, we have two magicians. By Celtic Stone on their CD, Digital Flashbacks.
We hope you had a great time listening to this show, and we will talk to you again. Oh, I don't know if I'll be on the next show or not, but Matt will talk to you again, won't you, Matt?
I will indeed.
I think we're going to be, is this about the time where we start doing every 2 weeks until the end of the year? Is that about right?
I think it's about now, yeah.
Yeah, so somewhere around here, we might be a couple weeks before you get another show. I'm sorry, it's downtime, unless Matt wants to get really excited and creative, you know, and you can plead him and beg him. It's Matt at RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com.
Yes. The more you plead, the better the show.
Yes. There you go. So thank you all very much. We'll talk to you soon. Salancha.
A lady sits at her own front door, as straight as the willow wand. And by there comes a lusty smith with his hammer in his hand.
Bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. And the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Why do you sit there, lady fair, all in your robes of red? When come tomorrow at this time, I'll have your maiden head singing, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. And the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.
Away, away, you cold blacksmith, what you do to me this wrong? For the thing to have me made in hand, which I have kept so long. I'd rather I was dead and cold, and me body laid in the grave, than a husky-dusky cold blacksmith me maiden hand should have. So the lady, she curled up her hand, and she swore upon the mold, that he'd not have her maiden hand for all the price of gold.
But the blacksmith, he curled up his hand, and he swore upon the mass that he would have her maidenhead for half of that or less. Singing, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. And the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.
And thus began the battle of transmogrifications betwixt the two magicians.
Thank you.
Captain and they flew pair and pair, cooing, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.
The lady, she told him to marry, as dark as the night is black.
Ah, but he became a golden saddle and clung upon her back.
The lady, she turned to a hare and ran all over the plain.
But he became a greyhound dog and ran her down again. Barking, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. And aboard of her when he.
The lady, she turned to a sheep, a great on yon common.
He became a big horny ram, and soon he was upon her, bleating, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your bride.
The lady, she turned into a cloud of floating in the air.
And he became a thunderbolt, zipped right into her, shocking. Bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.
He turned into a mulberry tree, a hiding in the wood.
But he came forth as a morning dew and sprinkled her where she stood. So the lady, she ran out of tricks, and she turned into a bear. He became a coverlet and gained her maidenhead, singing, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. And when she woke, he took her so, and still he made her bide, and the lusty smith became her love for all her mighty pride, singing, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Kristen Roger, and Joe Haydu. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends of the great music you found. And we'll see you at the fair. Sláinte. Visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends of the great music you found. And we'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.